for Advent. Seasonal podcast reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.
Hello, I'm John Green, Director of Development at the Apostleship of the Sea, living in South London, married with five children. As we move into the second half of Advent, our focus moves towards Christ being born as Son of God, Son of Mary, and born into the Holy Family with Mary his mother and Joseph his earthly father. And for many people, this time of the year, their focus will be on their family coming together at Christmas, remembering what they've received from their family. Joseph is a particularly interesting figure, the earthly father of Jesus, and he himself helps us to understand this time of Christmas, but also fatherhood. In the West at the moment, there's particular confusion about what is a father, what is his role, what is he called to do. In the UK in this last year, Parliament has approved same-sex marriage, which underlines this confusion. Is it okay to have two mothers? What is the role of a father? Are they necessary? The Catechism of the Catholic Church says there's a link between our earthly father and our divine father. Our experience of our earthly father, even though that may be imperfect, points towards our divine father. It marks our character in some way. I remember when I come home from work sometimes, screams of delight from my toddler children, "Daddy's home." I never forget this. John Paul II remembers as a small child waking up during the night on one occasion and finding his father in prayer. Our experience of our earthly father points towards our heavenly father. A few days ago, a Ukrainian seafarer on his ship on the way into Cameroon fell overboard during the night. He wasn't found. He won't be at home this Christmas with his children, and his children will not have this father at home. Many fathers are away from their children this Christmas, and many children will not have their father present for different reasons. Some may be imprisoned, some may be migrants. About 1 million seafarers will be away from their family, away from their children this Christmas. And the Church in its various chaplaincies will do all it can to bring these families together, even though they may be separated by thousands of miles. The Apostleship of the Sea over Christmas will help seafarers to be in touch with their families on the internet, through telephone, so that in some way Dad can be present to his children, so that children can know that Dad is there, that their earthly father is concerned for them. So as Advent draws to a close and we approach this great feast of Christmas, let us reflect on Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus, and be grateful for our own earthly fathers, however imperfect they may have been, for the gift of life that they gave us. Let us remember all those fathers who will be separated from their children, that God will give them some experience of his paternity, his fatherhood. And for us fathers too, let us beg our Heavenly Father to give us the Holy Spirit, that we may know the priority of looking after our own children, of pointing them to our Heavenly Father, who wants to shower on our children his love and his mercy.
Thought for Advent. Seasonal podcast reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.